Switzerland! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome into Soccer Matters, as always, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Glenn Davis, your humble host here. And tonight's sort of a best-of version with a mixture of new and recorded material. But let's make no mistake, if I take you back to Saturday night, what a night it was at PNC Stadium. Hector Herrera's debut, the passion returned. It was an amazing night, I think, for all of us to get that feeling of real passion back in that stadium. Of course, watching a world-class soccer player like Hector Herrera, who's got 100 caps for the national team. So thank you for tuning in, as always. Remember, the podcast of this show always available at ESPN975.com, which is also where we stream. Again, an amazing week with Hector Herrera, the bar being raised on and off the field. Pep Guardiola, Erling Haaland, Kevin De Bruyne, just around the corner in Houston with Manchester City coming to town to take on Club America July 20th at Energy Stadium. It is the Copa de Lone Star. You get your tickets at CopaDeLoneStar.com or at Ticketmaster. Let's start things off with a fresh interview. Now, if you remember Pablo Zabaleta, the Argentine international, who played in the World Cup final, by the way, alongside Lionel Messi, he is an ambassador for Manchester City. I had an opportunity to catch up with him. He has a unique lens when it comes to Manchester City, where he performed under a trio of different managers in Roberto Mancini, Mauricio Pellegrini, and Pep Guardiola. He himself twice a part of two Premier League titles. Let's talk all things Manchester City through the lens of the fiery outside back, Pablo Zabaleta. Well, Pablo, tell us about the significance of these preseason tours. A lot of people in America think it's just about branding, but it's close to the season. It's Pep Guardiola. I got to think this is pretty serious business coming to Houston.
Absolutely. Always with Pep Guardiola going to be serious. Nothing, not fun at all. Like, We don't often get a chance to go to America, to be honest, for the preseason, especially in the last 2 years with COVID and all that. But we all know that American people love football, especially the Premier League, and Man City been growing a lot, because I've been in New York recently a few months ago, and I can really see a lot of Man City fans, that the club is growing as well. So it's going to be a great experience for sure.
You mentioned Pep Guardiola. You know him well. You played under him. Tell me about him and kind of what makes him tick as a manager, because everybody in America is truly fascinated by the ability of him to unify a team and all these high-paid, tremendous soccer players.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, I only spent one season under Pep. I wish he would, I don't know, he should come earlier when I was probably younger, because I probably would have been enjoying a lot more under Pep. But the reality is that I was 33. I was just my last year of my contract, and I wanted to move. But I have to say, even if it was only one season, he's been really good. We haven't won anything that season, but it took probably a year for Pep to get his new idea, his way of playing, his style of football. That was something that we haven't done it before, you know, playing out for the back with, you know, two center backs split, and then we go from there, and full backs going high and lower, then bring the ball into the attacking midfield to attack, and all these kind of movements. That it was something new for us, and as I say, it probably took 6 months to get into that rhythm and that new way of playing, but then you could really see how the team been doing for the last 5 or 6 years. It was a joy to watch them playing football, and we're still doing it. And yeah, it's great to have Pep at Man City. I'm personally think that he's also enjoying the Premier League. He looks really happy also at the club. It's going to be seventh season now for Pep, So he tells you that he's really loving it. So yeah, that's great. He's above for me. I don't know, with the managers I've been working before. Obviously, I respect all of them. They've all been brilliant, but I should say that probably Pep Guardiola is above of them. You know, he's really good.
He's Pablo Zabaleta. You know him from his legendary career with Argentina. He's played in a World Cup final, over 330 games for Manchester City. And if you're like me, you watch this man play as an outside back. Phenomenal to watch. Phenomenal player. Pablo, back to Guardiola. Is it pretty intense, like mentally, what he throws at you? I know I hear this all the time. I mean, and it may be like a culture shock when you first work under him, right?
Very intense, and he's mad about football. He's obsessed. It's just like that. He's a guy. He loves football. He's so passionate about it, and that is the way that when you see on the sideline, it's just it is like this every day, even in training. But that's the only way that you know, when you see a manager that is that intense. I think sometimes the players really appreciate and he can really inspire players to do well, because he's like that in training, he's like that in the game, the pre-match meeting, and he always, when he gives a day off for the players, he always say, please enjoy a day off, don't come to the training ground, even if you have to do an extra work or not that, please don't come, because I need all of you to switch off, to forget me, to not see me again. I'm probably take a breath and we see you in 48 hours, because he is very demanding. And but I think players love it. That's always what you expect from managers. Of course, everyone is different, but you could really see that Pep loves the game.
Talking to Pablo Zabaleta. How about a word on Manuel Pellegrini and Roberto Mancini? I mean, this is an unbelievable trio of managers that you played under.
Absolutely. But you learn from all of them. As I said before, they all been brilliant. Everyone at different stage of my career and also at the club. I think when Mancini came to Man City, you know, gave us a chance to win the first Premier League, the first FA Cup. He was an Italian, and as you all know, he likes you know, tactics, and probably not that way of passing game and all that, but very well organized and all that. Then Manuel Pellegrini, different you know, character, is more calm and all that, which you know, is also good when you have a manager that's like very similar to Ancelotti, you know, that gives the players the confidence and the freedom to express themselves on the field. And you don't really see them angry or shouting and all that. They're always like that. When you're winning, when you're losing, they always have that balance, you know, that's is also special. I've been very lucky. I always say the same. That for me, working under these three managers, I learned a lot from all of them, and you know, I've been playing in a lot, and this is something that for me was really good as a player.
For my listeners, Pablo, I mean, there is that pipeline of Argentines to Manchester City. There's no question, with Sergio Aguero, Willy Caballero, Nicolás Otamendi, on and on we go. Did that help kind of ease the transition of the Argentine player to the Premier League?
Well, it's great to see Argentinian players going into the Premier League. I mean, that was really difficult 20 or 30 years ago. It was not a country or a league for South American players to go and to play into. There were only few of them. But I have to say, in the last 10 years, you could really see a lot of Argentinian players going there and doing well in all of the clubs. So we don't need to forget that we are ambassadors for our country, and wherever we go, we have to do well to open the doors for the next generations, and they can really trust us and give our best. And I think we Argentinians also, we love football. We always want to give 100%, and especially Man City. Yeah, was one of the first Argentinian players to go there, and then Carlos Tevez came, Sergio Aguero, Willy Caballero, Otamendi, De Michelis. I remember one game we beat Fulham 3-0 at home, and we I scored Sergio and De Michelis. Oh, wow. Also scored three of us. We won 3-0, and that was the first time in the history of the Premier League that three Argentinians were scoring the same game. That is something great. And now Julian Alvarez also coming to the club, and great to have that connection with Argentinian players, always to have someone in the squad make a special. And yeah, we wish him all the best. And as I say before, we always need to be disciplined and do well for the team and behave in the best possible way to, you know, to let the new generation, you know, to go to England and do well.
We're talking to Pablo Zabaleta, outstanding player. Over 330 times he's played for Manchester City. So I watched Julian Alvarez the other night playing for River Plate in the Copa Libertadores. What advice would Pablo Zabaleta have for Julian in making this big transition to the Premier League?
Yeah, big move for him. I mean, it won't be easy to go from Argentina to England. I remember when I went to Manchester, I was 23 as well. I was young, but I'd been 3 years in Spain, which gave me a chance to adapt into the European football and all that. But for Julian, it's going to be like Gabriel Jesus when he was in Brazil and then went to Man City, to stray into England, to the Premier League, a different country, different way of living, different language, which is... I couldn't speak a word in English when I went to England, and it was really hard to communicate with the manager and with the players. Mark Hughes was the manager at that time, so I needed to put some effort into learn the language and at least, you know, talk to my teammates, because in a football field, the communication is really important. But you can really see now at the club, they have Spanish, a lot of Spanish speaking, the manager, some people in the staff, and even around the club is a lot different, which will allow Julian to hopefully adapt into a new football very quickly. And he seems like to be a really nice guy. I never met him before, but when you see him talking or, you know, giving some interview, he looks really focused. I've been told that he's a great guy, a good professional. So we wish him all the best. We have a big competition in the team with Haaland, of course. You need to be patient. You need to have that, you know, you have to be hunger of success for the club and for him as well. The World Cup is not too far. And I'm sure that, you know, at River Plate, he's always been the main man. That's the reality. And when you are one of... The most important player for your team, and you play week in, week out, and then you go into a different club where you have to compete with more different players and you have more competition in the team, you need that passion and you need to show and prove to the manager that you want to keep that place in the starting 11. It's not going to be easy, but I'm sure he will fight for it.
He's Pablo Zabaleta, Manchester City former player, outside back. 58 caps for Argentina from Buenos Aires, two-time Premier League winner. If we go back to your career when you first got there, how tough were some of the early times there? I mean, there had to be some moments where this is incredibly intense, tough, that you got to fight through. Obviously, having watched you play, I know you're a fighter, but, you know, just take us into kind of the challenges that a young player going to England encompasses.
Listen, I went to England after the Olympic Games. That's when we won in China, in Beijing. I remember I went back to Argentina after a few days. Being told that it was an offer from Man City. I didn't know much about the club, about the players, because Man City was not a big club at that time, and it was a mid-table team probably, and I wasn't 100% sure about it. I was at Espanyol of Barcelona. That was very similar to Man City, but in Spain, it was mid-table club that we also won the Copa del Rey 2 years before. We reached the Europa League final, and I was loving living in Barcelona. But it was a big decision for me. It was like a dream to go and play in the Premier League. That was the reality. And went to Manchester, signed my contract. And a week after, the new owners came into the club and the big money was there, you know. But it was, I think it was a challenge for everyone to say, okay, now I'm in a situation or in a club where big players will come. And I have to do my best to keep a place in that team, in this squad. I want to be part of that project. I know that the money's there. They can send it the best right back, but at least I want to challenge. I want to, you know, prove myself that I'm good enough to be part of the club for the next years. And look, it's been 9 years at the club. I won trophies. I was one of the few players with Vincent Kompany and Joe Hart that we can really tell people that we have seen the whole transformation of the club. And it's something that my last day at the club when I left, it was special. Because as I say, the fans always give me a great farewell because I was there since the beginning. I went to the club in a different time, but I always, as a player, I show my commitment, my loyalty, and it was great that I've been 9 years at the club and winning trophy. When I first came to the club, it was impossible to think about winning something at that time. And a few days later, I found myself playing alongside great players, and it was very, very good experience.
Through your lens, unbelievable what you have seen and experienced at Manchester City. He's Pablo Zabaleta. Reminding you, Manchester City and Houston, July 20th, they'll take on Club America from Mexico. This is close to the start of the Premier League, so I think there will be some serious business here. Apparently, close to over 50,000 tickets out already. All right, how about a word on Erling Haaland, Pablo, and this big signing that's really the big news in the football world?
Yeah, very delighted to have Erling Haaland at the club. He's been one of the players that I think all the big clubs were looking to sign him in the summer. And it was great that the club convinced him to sign for the club and represent Man City. I think it must be very special for him after his dad had been also playing for the club and all those pictures that we have seen of him wearing the Man City jersey back in the days when he was young. And of course, for him, it is a big move. I mean, he was at Borussia Dortmund. He was a great club, great team. He's done well, but he's going to the champions of England with ambitions to win all the domestic competition, but also looking to win for the first time for the club, the Champions League. And he's a great player. I mean, we all know that. And for Pep, it's great to have a player with like him. You know, we have been saying that always Man City probably was missing someone, you know, inside a box. You bring that physicality and that presence inside a box that sometimes, you know, in some games you have to put crosses into the box and you need to find the way to score And probably he's a bit like that. He's good on the, you know, with ball on the feet. He's a finisher. He's really strong going into the space. But he's pressing inside the 18-yard box is also great. And we have seen Sergio Aguero before, Gabriel Jesus. They've all been great, very skillful, and all that. But I think Haaland is a different type of footballer. You know, he's a lot bigger and. And to have him and Julian Alvarez for Pep is going to be great, you know, two players to share the same position, to look for different things in the game. So, yeah, very excited. And hopefully he can bring goals. Of course, that's what we all expect. I have said before, Aguero was in a different level. He used to score more than 20 goals each season, and if Haaland can reach that amount of goals, it's going to be brilliant. So he's young as well, so great for City to have two young players for the next 5 or 6 years at the club. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Exciting times. Pablo, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. By the way, your English is impeccable. It's a lot better than my Spanish.
No, it's getting worse. He said, I'm back in Spain now. I'm not surrounded by English people anymore. And then he's like,
well, just be thankful we didn't do this. Be thankful we didn't do this in Spanish, because it would never, ever happen again. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay, that was Pablo Zabaleta. What a great interview with him. Remember, tickets for Manchester City and Club America at CopaTheLoneStar.com and at Ticketmaster. It's going to be an incredible experience. You'll see Manchester City heading into their next season, where they're going to try to win the Premier League title three times in a row, led by the likes of Kevin De Bruyne, led by the likes of the new signing in Erling Haaland, and also Calvin Phillips coming over from Leeds United. Pep Guardiola, again, in charge of that team against Club America, the 13-time Liga MX champions. Vamos, Houston, let's keep it rolling. We got a lot of passion flying right now. Also, want to quickly remind you of a great, great friends of mine, LamontBrands.com. This is the time to get your Soccer Matters t-shirt. Wear it. They have it in orange if you want the Dynamo-type colors. All proceeds to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients, awareness, and fundraising. As you know, that's kind of my thing with this show, is to use it as a platform for all things pediatric cancer awareness. LamontBrands.com. We'd be indebted if you picked off one of these t-shirts. You wear the show and the sport of soccer proudly, your game, and all the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation 501c charity. We'll take a break. We got more to come.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters. Seek performance, you find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Experience premier service tailored for you. Here, excellence isn't just offered, it's expected. Advantage BMW in Midtown is dedicated to putting your time first. And our expert sales team, they can help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. You go down there, you'll discover something special. You'll discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto at Gray or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go down there, see Justin, see Steven. And by the way, I just traded in my lease vehicle, picked up a new one, and I've got the X5 again. I had to go with it because I just like the additional room and putting the bike and dog in there. It's Advantage BMW Midtown. Now, we're joined by Mexican national team captain Hector Herrera. Hector, just tell me about growing up in Rosarito and beach football and your upbringing in the game, because you did grow up south of Tijuana.
Fue muy bonito, ¿no? Siempre lo he dicho que si volvieran a hacer... volvería o quisiera tener la infancia que tuve, ¿no? A lo mejor no fue la mejor en lujos o en cosas, pero creo que eso no es tan importante, y que cuando naces en un núcleo familiar que es humilde, que te enseña valores y que te da, hacen todo por darte lo mejor, es lo más importante. Desde que tengo uso de razón, siempre ha sido jugar fútbol y jugar fútbol en un estado donde se respira y se vive fútbol todo el tiempo, ¿no? Por lo menos desde que yo nací fue así, desde que estuve ahí en mi infancia era fútbol, ¿no? La verdad que fue muy importante todos los equipos que estuve. Cuando terminé en el Club Pachuca, obviamente fue porque estuve en un centro de formación ahí. Y nada, súper contento, orgulloso de ser de Rosarito, porque es donde está toda mi familia y obviamente que siempre lo llevo aquí.
Glenn, so overall, fantastic childhood, one where if he had the choice and he could go back and do it again, he wouldn't change a single thing because it made him who he is. And he has a lot of memories from his time there, what that meant to him. Now, in terms of just overall experience, I mean, he grew up in a family that very much valued quality time and valued being together, just the importance of a family unit and mixing that in with soccer, with how important that is and how much that is in everyday life, kind of led him to this path. Now, in terms of just how he got into the sport itself, I mean, part of it was just his time in the youth program that was based out there, led his way into Pachuca, that youth setup, and then eventually to the first team making his debut. And the story pretty much tells itself from there.
Hector Herrera joining us, Mexican international, new signing for the Houston Dynamo. Humility is something that I see in Hector, the way he carries himself, both on and off the field. Is that something to do with his upbringing as well?
Yo creo que, y sigo pensando que hoy en día es lo más importante, ¿no? Yo tengo dos hijos ahora y intento inculcarles y hacerles ver que cuando eres una persona humilde, eres responsable, eres amable, la vida se te va a hacer más fácil y te va a abrir más puertas y la gente te va a querer más, ¿no? A mí eso fue lo que me enseñaron mis padres desde pequeño, mi esposa creo que es de la misma manera, y eso para mí, para mi familia, es lo más importante.
And so to this day, for me, it's very important. I mean, that's something that I try to teach my two kids, just that when you're honest, responsible, you approach life in a humble way, that life will reward you. You know, doors will be opened. People will remember you positively. And my wife comes from the same train of thought, and that's just something that's pretty big in our family. Just not losing who we are and making sure that the next generation follows in that as well.
Big thanks to Hector Herrera for coming on Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Efrain Flores is a big figure in Mexican soccer, youth developer at Atlas, coach at Atlas, Chivas, the Mexican national team. Discovered you, Hector, at Pachuca. What has he meant to you and your career?
Como yo te lo dije ahora, antes de empezar la entrevista, que para mí es como mi padre en el fútbol, porque él fue la persona que creyó en mí, que me dio la oportunidad de poder vivir este sueño, ¿no? Hoy en día sigo hablando con él, sigo escuchando sus consejos, escuchando lo que un día me dijo, si quería jugar, si quería mantenerme en el tren, ¿no? Él siempre me decía la frase, el tren pasa una vez, tú sabes si te subes o te bajas, ¿no? Hoy en día me sigue preguntando si sigo en el tren o me quiero bajar, ¿no? Para mí creo que ha sido la persona más importante en el fútbol, porque ha sido la persona que creyó en mí, que me dijo, aquí está la oportunidad, tú sabes si la agarras o la dejas pasar.
And like I mentioned right before the interview, he's like a father to me. He's pretty much the reason why I'm here. I still speak to him pretty regularly. I still listen to his advice, seek his advice, seek to learn from him. And he has a pretty interesting saying that to this day, he still reminds me, he still checks in on me in terms of just, he says that the train will come and go. Are you still on for the ride? So he always asks me if I'm still on for the ride. And I am. And he has played a big role as to why and how I got here.
Talking to Hector Herrera, a Mexican national team, new signing for the Houston Dynamo. Everybody excited in Houston. Hector, they call you a box-to-box midfielder. Is that something you accept? Do you like that term?
Sí. Yes.
All right, let's talk about the Houston Dynamo now and being here. Is this a different position, you being here as a focal point and really the face of the team?
Pues muy contento, la verdad que... Muy agradecido por la forma que me han recibido, cómo me han tratado. Y nada, muy ilusionado de poder empezar ya con los partidos. Obviamente muy contento con los compañeros, con el cuerpo técnico, el staff, toda la gente que vuelve al club.
Very grateful for just the way I've been received, Glenn. It just goes out from you know, the process of getting here, actually getting here, and now meeting the fans, meeting everyone, and very grateful for overall just the general warmness and receptiveness everyone's given me from the moment I got here.
Does he feel an additional pressure, you know, with a city that is full of Mexican national team fans as well?
No, creo que la presión siempre existe, ¿no? Como lo dije yo, no vengo a resolver los problemas, vengo a dar lo mejor de mí, ayudar al equipo a que pueda hacer las cosas bien. Creo que este es un juego de equipo y necesitamos un equipo unido para poder sacar los resultados todos juntos.
Pressure's always there, Glenn. I'm here to give my best to the team and just make sure that as a unit, we're able to perform on the field and succeed together.
Does he have a preference, Hector? Do you have a preference where you would like to play positionally in midfield?
No. Donde Paulo crea que puedo ayudar al equipo, para mí está bien.
For Paulo feels that he suits best for whatever game that might be, I'm more than happy to take the field in that role.
Last question before we let you go, Hector. Your thoughts on Major League Soccer? You have a lot of your teammates, Carlos Vela, Chicharito in the league. What have they told you about MLS and how maybe challenging might it be to adapt to this league?
He hablado poco, la verdad. Solo bienvenida y bueno, que voy a disfrutar mucho la liga. Estoy muy contento. Como lo dije, estoy muy ilusionado, con muchas ganas. Lo dije en mi presentación, estoy aquí para ganar, para conseguir cosas importantes con el club, hacer historia. Pero creo que hay un camino para poder llegar a esas cosas y es el trabajo. Espero que el camino sea muy divertido y obviamente muy, muy bonito para mí, para mi equipo, para la gente que nos apoye y para nuestras familias que siempre van a estar ahí apoyándonos al 100%.
And they've told me how much I'll enjoy the league, but I think when I look down at it overall, my time here, I mean, I want to win. My goals are to help the team win, help the team find success, but it's not something that will occur overnight. So I know that there's a pathway to that. I just hope that along the way, I enjoy the pathway, but involved enjoys the journey, players, staff, families, because it's something special. So I definitely want to experience it and share it with them.
Hector, I know you've been a busy man. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much for joining us tonight on Soccer Matters presented by John Daspit. Thank you.
Ciao.
A big thank you, as always, here as we take a moment for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They're committed to working for you 24/7. No one wants to get in an accident. It's an uncomfortable time. It can be a dangerous time. If you get in a car, boat, motorcycle, maritime accident, it's nervy. And few things are worse than severe injury to a family member or yourself. That's when you call the Daspit Law Firm at 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual, DaspitLaw.com on your side, 713-322-HURT, bilingual. It's DaspitLaw.com in Houston and in Austin, DaspitLawAustin.com. And they have supported Soccer Matters and the great game of football/soccer on the radio for so many years. Now in the Austin market as well, also here in Houston. And I'll tell you what I'd love. I'd love for you to give me a follow on Twitter and Instagram. Please head over there. It's at Glenn Davis Sock or at Soccer Matters GD, and also Facebook Soccer Matters. We'll take a break. Third segment coming up.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here. A quick word here for our great friends at Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture. If you head over to 2775 Fondren for the best in modern contemporary furniture, you're going to see an amazing selection. Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations, should be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture shopping. Also, his son, Yannick. DanishInspirations.com to see the wide selection. They've got the Stressless line. It's an amazing line of furniture. The best in modern contemporary furniture is presented by the Great Dane, Jan Christensen at DanishInspirations.com. You also hear him regularly on this show. Danish Inspirations Modern Contemporary Furniture, longtime sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And look weekly for the Danish Dynamite segment. Twitter and Instagram, at Glenn Davis Sock or at Soccer Matters GD. Now, with that, we go to Simon Bykovsky. He's the chief Manchester City writer. In other words, he's embedded with them. He covers them all the time. He does this for the Manchester Evening News. Here's part one of Simon Bykovsky of the Manchester Evening News on Manchester City. Simon, thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right. First thing we got to say, congratulations. You and your wife had twins. We got to give you big props for that. Nothing like going in big to start with a family.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah. It's went for one and got two. So very lucky.
That's that could be used in some soccer commentary as well, right?
Of course, yeah.
All right. So, look, everybody's very excited about the trip of the Premier League champions, Manchester City to Houston. I just want to take you into, because of how close, you know, you're working with this team around press conferences, all the great writing you do for the Manchester Evening News. Pep Guardiola, just take us a little deeper into some of the things that he does in press conferences, the things that impress you, and what makes him just such a magnificent manager.
I mean, he's a perfectionist. He's motivational. He knows which buttons to press when, and that applies to press conferences. When, you know, he says he will never critique his players, he will always defend them publicly to us. But sometimes you get the hints, and you get used to kind of reading between the lines with what Guardiola says. And you know, he has this very tough job of managing 20. World-class players and not being able to play all of them all the time. And, you know, you've seen this summer with Gabriel Jesus going to Arsenal, and, you know, Chelsea and Raheem Sterling, that sometimes these players decide that they want to leave at the end of the season because, you know, they've had enough or they want a new challenge, because working under Guardiola is exhausting. And you will find that the Man City players aren't back in pre-season yet. They're back on the 11th of July, which isn't long before they head off on tour. But Guardiola recognises that what he asks of them is a hell of a lot, and they need to be fully switched on when he's around. So they tend to have less time together than most teams, because he gets that he's so demanding of them that basically they need a break from him every now and then.
You know, it always, I marvel at the fact that these men that are making exorbitant amounts of money, how he's able, and I would put Jurgen Klopp in this category too, how they're able to remain that consistency. And you've just led us into the burden in a way and the mental taxation that these guys have to kind of embrace. And I'm sure you've watched players come and go that just have not been able to handle it. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say. And also in the case of, say, Jesus and Sterling, players who've handled it for a number of years and then after a while sort of being tired enough by it to think that they need a new challenge. But yeah, I mean, Man City put an awful lot of work, their recruitment department, sporting director Cheeky Begiristan, into the character of a player before they sign him, because they need to make sure that they are open to learning. And say João Cancelo, they signed in 2019, he was nearly out the door in 12 months because he couldn't agree with what Pep Guardiola wanted him to do. And it was, well, it's Guardiola's way or you're gone. And then something clicked with him, the penny dropped, and he turned into one of the best players at City. And it's just one of those crazy things where, you know, you can be a world-class player and not be right for this Man City team. So they need to make sure that every player is kind of firmly on board with exactly what Guardiola demands of them.
He's Manchester Evening News, chief Manchester City writer, Simon Bykovsky. And you know what, Simon, it was a good thing I asked you your name and its pronunciation before this interview, because we do know you have a great Polish background. All right. So Guardiola, you know, I saw something that you put up about him being a little bit more involved in social media and those types of things now. And obviously that's a challenge for managers these days. And clubs. Take us a little bit into that and you know, kind of how you discovered that about Guardiola.
Yeah, I think, you know, Guardiola likes to be a very private man. And I think he would admit he kind of, when he started off at Barcelona, he was very close to everyone because it's his club. And then he kind of went to Munich to manage Bayern Munich and kind of learned that he had to have this distance from the press and has carried that through to Manchester. So, you know, he's not done a sit-down interview with anyone during his 6 years in charge in Manchester. You know, he does keep us at arm's length.
How hard have you tried for that interview? That's what I want to know. How many times have you tried before you gave
it? Well, you never know. You might get one, Glenn, in a few days. But, you know, he does like to keep his distance. But equally, you know, he took the decision to live in the city centre of Manchester, which, I mean, Manchester's a tiny place, really, when you compare it to Houston or anywhere, you know, even London. But most footballers kind of lived in the outskirts, the regions where they're sort of not so bothered by everyone. Guardiola took the decision, if I'm going to live in Manchester, I'm going to live in the city centre. So he lives in an apartment. He cycles to City's training ground through the city centre, and he goes out for food and drink in restaurants around the place when he gets the opportunity. And obviously he didn't in the pandemic for a few years, but he that's what he likes to do and how he likes to chill out. So, you know, you just learn from speaking to people about, you know, what he gets up to and things like that. And he has kind of, you know, for a number of years, his relationship with the City fan base it's been good, but there have been certain things they disagreed on, such as, say, like their attitude to the Champions League. And this last season, just gone more than any, has been the impression that, it's, you know, people have said that he is reading more media and he's also been involved looking at social media. So he's kind of more in tune than ever with what the Man City fans think, because, you know, it's a weird thing that they're the best team in England, but, you know, they don't have the history of, say, Liverpool or Man United, and they kind of feel they don't get the praise they deserve. And more than ever this season, Guardiola has lent into being their cheerleader, if you will.
He's Simon Bykovsky, chief Manchester City writer here. All right, let's get into Erling Haaland. I think this is going to be fascinating to see how he's integrated into this team. And everybody has a lot of commentary about this. A team that plays with the false nine all of a sudden is going to get a striker. But we forget that Pep Guardiola has worked with great strikers. Sergio Aguero, that are more traditional. Obviously, Lewandowski at Bayern. How do you see this transition with Erling Haaland coming in? Because this is pretty fascinating, because the first thing I think of is he's going to have to probably play with his back to goal a lot more than he did at Dortmund. And that's the thing that I want to see. And I'm really interested in seeing him pulling off a back line, being a part of the approach play because of the amount of teams that defend deep against, obviously, Manchester City.
Yeah, I think so. He is going to play with his back to goal more often than he's used to. And also, in the Premier League, just generally the defences tend to sit a bit more tight and are a bit more organised than you see in the Bundesliga. However, there are times when you will see Man City counter and they stream forward and it tends to go to, say, a De Bruyne or a Sterling or someone like that, and the move breaks down. And more often than not, if the ball is played through to Erling Haaland with, you know, a half of the pitch to run into, you would expect him to score it. And there are also so many examples. So Man City created this like trademark goal almost, where they cut it from the byline into the middle. Someone sticks it in. They've not really been able to do that for 2 years because they've not had someone to finish those opportunities in the box. Whereas again, you would imagine Haaland will do that. And then add to that, Haaland wants to learn. You know, he's already probably one of the 2-3 best nines in the world. He wants to be number one. He's 21 years old. He wants to work with Guardiola. And Guardiola has this amazing track record of improving every player that he works with. Haaland is probably City's biggest signing since Guardiola, because, you know, he's the player that everyone wanted. He's been so phenomenal these last few years, and everyone thinks he's going to get better. So it's going to be interesting to see how he fits into this number nine, but like you say, Guardiola does like number nines, and it's a lot easier for him when he's got a striker that can score three goals than when he has to play with false nines and everything else.
Would it have been a concern to you if they had not gotten the more traditional type of nine this year? based on the past couple of seasons, even though they've won two Premier League titles.
I mean, so the thing is, the season before last, they won without a number nine, basically, because Aguero was injured and Jesus was injured a bit and didn't really want to play nine. And City still tried to pay like 150 million for Harry Kane because they knew they needed a nine. And basically, Guardiola and the coaches weren't sure that they could go a full season again without a number nine and still win the league. And it's amazing testament to them that they did. But like I say, everything's easier with a number nine. And, you know, Haaland was on their radar for 2 years and they waited for the right moment, managed to convince him to come instead of going to Real Madrid. And Haaland makes them favourites to win the Premier League, probably makes them favourites for the Champions League. Whereas if they didn't sign a number nine, they still might have been, but you wouldn't have had that certainty and that excitement that everyone has about Haaland.
All right, so that's part one, and that's a great thing to kind of tag with this. Soccer's biggest night coming to Energy Stadium, July 20th. Reigning English Premier League champions Manchester City taking on Liga MX powerhouse Club America. It's a 2022 Copa de Lone Star. You get your tickets at Ticketmaster and at CopaDeLoneStar.com. This is going to have a real kind of World Cup feel to it. And by the way, this is right before, a couple weeks before the Premier League is going to start. So this is not just about coming here and branding. This will be very serious business for Pep Guardiola and Manchester City. And of course, Club America will already be in season. So they may be the fresher, fitter team at that point. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with part two. Simon Bykovsky, the chief Manchester City writer of the Manchester Evening. Child, you got a running machine. Baby, baby, ride on, Josephine.
Baby, ride on. ESPN 97.5.